Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas. You're listening to the Never a Straight Answer Christmas Conspiracy Calendar. New episodes every day during the month of Christmaz. And here's your hosts, Gaz and Taylor. Hello, it's Christmas Eve. It's Christmas Eve. Ho, 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 ho. And welcome to the very last in your mini countdown to Christmas, our Christmas conspiracy calendar. And do you know, I hope you've enjoyed it. We've been delivering you a little slice of Christmas cheer every day in the whole month of December. God, it's been a drain.
It's been worth it.
We hope you've enjoyed it. We've got some more little facts for you. And then tomorrow's the big day. So we're not going to bore you with an episode on Christmas Day. We know that you've got a hell of a lot to get up to. We've been enjoying your presents and your family and your food and your drink. I've got some more little facts. I think Taylor's got a couple of bits. We're going to kind of jock this one. I thought you had one more. No. You said you had a fact. All right,
I did have a fact, but I don't believe I should say it.
Oh, God, controversial. All right, Santa Claus is coming to town. We all know that song. It's a great song. Has a pretty truly depressing backstory. So songwriter James Haven basically was broke, jobless, and his brother died when he was asked to write a Christmas song. He was originally too overcome with grief. But eventually found inspiration with his from his brother's death. And the Christmas memories of their childhood together. There you go. Santa Claus is coming to town. You think it's a jolly tune as well, don't you?
Yeah, you would have, wouldn't you?
But it was inspired by his brother. It's still quite... I know it's depressing, but it's still quite beautiful in the sense that, it's such...
It's sort of a remembrance because it's...
It's not even that. It's such a jolly song. It's such a great sort of uplifting song. I don't think that it's got any negativity in the slightest, really, has it?
So, no.
Great tune. The original lyrics to Hark the Herald Angels Sing were, Hark, how the welk ring... Welkin ring, and is an old English term for heaven. And then it was tweaked a little bit later on.
It's always tweaked. Always like to tweak
it a little bit.
Jingle
Bells was actually supposed to be a Thanksgiving song. I don't know. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey.
Yeah, you won't have an open sleigh in... Well, how do you know? It depends when it was made.
Depends where you are. And, you know, it's like some go sledding at Thanksgiving. Let us know if you go sledding at Thanksgiving. I'm pretty sure it's not an uncommon thing. The highest grossing Christmas movie of all time was How the Grinch Stole Christmas. The Jim Carrey version. I don't understand how that is.
They must have been taking a poll from, what, six-year-olds?
Now, I think we've already established that the biggest selling Christmas movie of all time is Home Alone. Which I will be watching tonight, I reckon. Probably. Always stick a bit of Home Alone on Christmas Eve. Yeah, there's a couple of movies that you just cannot not watch.
Elf.
Santa! Elf's great. Do you know what, actually, it's I always noticed that Will Ferrell always sings in his films. Have you noticed that? And you know, he's got a great voice. He's a great entertainer. In fact, I've been watching a lot of SNL videos. SNL. Saturday Night Live. And on YouTube. And you go back to the older stuff and Will Ferrell's just brilliant. It's like you go back and actually even earlier, to Dan Aykroyd's and Eddie Murphy's and stuff, and it's good to see him just, freestyling, if you like. So, and it's kind of, I know it's probably scripted, but
to an extent,
but there's that live aspect, isn't there, which I think is pretty cool. That's what we do. We do it all live, no edits. Just take it as it comes.
It's all good.
Well, want to say thank you.
Yes, we
do. To everybody for downloading the episodes every day.
Yeah, and listening to this long.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we've really enjoyed doing it.
We
wish you all the very best and the merriest Christmas. And we're going to have a little break over Christmas.
Yeah.
I think we'll be back at New Year.
Yeah.
Everybody, it's been a total blast. Thank you so much for all this year, everyone who's got involved.
Yeah.
It's just been amazing. It's been an amazing year for the podcast. And thank you, Taylor. Merry Christmas.
And thank you to you too.
No problem. Well, there you go. We'll catch you for the very next episode. Business as usual. We'll be bringing back lots of new stuff. We've got loads of great plans for the new year.
Definitely.
We hope you enjoy it. We hope you carry on listening, and we'll catch you next time. I've been Gaz.
I've been Taylor.
Peace.
Out. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. You've been listening to an episode of Never a Straight Answer's Christmas Conspiracy Calendar. I've been your host, Gaz, and joined in the studio, my co-host, Mr. Taylor. If you've got any questions, comments, or suggestions, you can email us at neverastraightanswer@gmail.com, or perhaps visit the website at neverastraightanswer.co.uk. From there, you can check out downloadable episodes, news, blogs, reviews, competitions, and much, much more besides. We'll be counting down the Christmas season with a new episode every day in our Christmas Conspiracy Calendar, plus a very special freestyle episode on the 21st of December where we'll be answering your Christmas questions. So, if you've not subscribed already, get over to wherever you get your podcast fix and do just that, and we'll catch you on the very next episode of Never a Straight Answer. I've been Gaz, he's been Taylor, and we'll catch you next time. Peace.